Get back up. Even when you lay down, get back up. And just you know, get right with God and go on. God don't hold it against you. Matter of fact, he's waiting on you to get back up. Matter of fact, he'll help you up sometime. Come on. Come on, we're too close now. Come on, we're too close. You can't stop now. You're about to get your breakthrough. Your life is about to change forever. Come on, listen. Some lives are going to change dramatically. Ah, help me, Holy Ghost. Come on, I said, some lives are going to change dramatically. Dreams, stuff you couldn't even dream about. Lord, how could this be? Oh, I see it. I see it. You about to walk up on it. Huh? I said, you about to walk up on it. Come on, tell somebody, my set time has come. Come on, tell somebody, I see blessing. I see blessing. Come on, tell them, I see greatness. Come on, tell them, I see greatness on you. Come on, tell them, I see breakthrough. Come on, tell them, I see breakthrough on you. Come on, there's something on you. There's something come on you. It's time. I said, it's time. When it looked like everything is going down, God says, uh-uh. When it looked like everything about to fold up, God says, uh-uh. That is not my plan. But sometimes you have to go through the narrow way. Because see, God is making you. He's already got what you need. He's already blessed you. But he got to make you. So you got to get in the narrow way. To where you're trusting God. To where, okay, I ain't trusting on none of the resources I have. I'm not trusting on any of my ability. I'm not trusting on anybody else. I'm trusting in God and in God alone. God is my help. God is my source. God is my way maker. God is my everything. Watch out. You're coming through the narrow way. You're coming through. You're crossing over the Jordan. Hallelujah. That's why it's so tight. That's why it's so heavy. God hasn't allowed anything on you that you cannot bear. But he's making you, molding you, shaping you, fashioning you for what lies ahead of you. Because he's already blessed you there. Hallelujah. It's coming a time where money's not going to be your problem. I say it again. There's coming a time where money is not going to be a problem. It's not even going to be made mention of. What the problem's going to be is, where do I distribute this? How do I sow this? Where do I give? Who am I supposed to bless? Whose life am I supposed to change? Lord, what else you want? God got for you is bigger than your trial. You hadn't imagined yet. It hadn't entered your mind yet. I said it hadn't entered your mind yet. We had knocked down all those boundaries, all those walls, all that limited thinking, and get in that realm of limitlessness. Because this is where God has taken us. I'm telling you, in your personal life, in our corporate life, amen. All the stipulations of the covenant were met in Jesus. What a wonderful thing. See, you can be you. You ain't got to try to be holier than thou. You ain't got to put on no airs like you all that. Just be yourself. Your slouchy self. Just be yourself. God love you. God gonna bless you just like you are. You ain't got to pretend. You ain't got to put on for anybody. Just be you. I'm telling you, just be you. Talk like you talk. Walk like you walk. Amen. Think like you think and let God do a number on you. Because he made you. He ain't make nobody else like you. We have to put on no forms and fashions, forms of godliness, that'll hinder your faith. Tell somebody, just be who you are. And be happy with who you are. Learn how to be content, even where you are. Huh? Sometimes God will let it get so tight. It's like he's burning out the wood, the hay, and the stubble to where little things bring you joy. See, some of us are missing out on life. You haven't stopped and smelled the roses in a long time. Because you've been so busy with the bigger picture, with the burdens, with solving problems, with all this stuff. When you can stop and smell the roses and appreciate nature again. Appreciate a relationship, a friendship. You had someone you hadn't talked to in a long time. But we're just so busy with stuff trying to get it done. That trial will burn all that out. To where every step you take, you'll appreciate. Every step you take, you know God is with you. God give me the ability to walk here. Every thought, he wants to get into all your thoughts. Come on, he's saturating you. So when you are set up, you won't forget him. How'd you get here? God. Would you repeat that? God. Oh, come on now. How? Talk to me now. You can talk to me. God. God and God alone. Path is going to be like the butterfly. You can't trace it. You can only tell the highlights. This is what he did. God did that. He opened that door. How he did all that, he did it all behind the scenes. He touched hearts. He made ways. He put me on people's hearts. He opened doors I didn't see. He put stuff in my hand I know I couldn't get a hold of myself. He blessed me to have a capacity. He developed the desire in me. God did it. The covenant between the Father and Christ Jesus is the only covenant. The other covenant is a covenant with hell. Unsaved. We no longer focus on our performance, whether it's good or bad. I'm gonna tell you until people's lives change, till people get freed up. Amen. See, if we focus on our performance, whether it be good or bad, it limits you. Do well. You understand? Do well. Yes, do well. But I'm not focusing on it. I want to do well. I want to do things right. I want to do things with excellence. But that's not where my focus is. That's just the fruit of where my focus is. Because as he is in heaven, so are we on the earth. Tell somebody, I'm a joint heir with Christ. We are joint heirs with Christ. Isn't that wonderful? We are joint heirs. And what is it? It's through promise. Amen. It's not through works. Amen. It's not through being so good. It's not through getting saved and then, you know, I've just been so good and I fasted and prayed and thank God, that's good. And nothing wrong with that. That's good. But that's not why you're there. Amen. That's not why you are a joint heir. Amen. You are a joint heir because of what Jesus did. Amen. And you simply believed. Amen. The scribes asked Jesus once, what shall we do to work the works of God? Jesus says simply, believe on him whom God has sent. Amen. Remember, faith is the substance, the material of things hoped for. Amen. It's the evidence of things not seen. Amen. It's the evidence. There's a period of time or a period in time. I call it a gestation period. It's like when a child is conceived. 9 months, you know, the babe is forming. It's there. It's forming. It's growing. It's becoming all that God planned for it to be. The limbs, the eyes, the organs, everything is developing to where it'll come to the point where now it no longer needs the mother to survive. It has to come forth. That's how the seed is in your spirit. It's a time where it gestates. It's in a gestation mode. It's growing and growing. But there's an appointed time where it's got to come forth. And you know what? Isaiah said, before Zion travailed, she brought forth. In other words, there's no travail involved in it. It's a matter of you believing. The only fight, tell somebody, the only fight you got is faith. And when something is coming against your faith, you need to fight it like it stole something from you. Somebody stole something from you. You thief, you. You know what I mean? You want to beat them like they stole something. Where are my $5? Anything that comes, that's what we fight. That's what we fight. Anything, small or great, that comes against our faith in the finished work, in what Jesus has accomplished. All this other stuff we fight against, forget that. That's of no value. But when it comes against my faith, because my faith is what's causing the gestation, the forming. There's a season of forming. As long as the earth remains, there'll be seed time. But before harvest time, there's a growing. There's a forming of the harvest, what harvest it is. There's a time. And see, that's where you are right now. And that's why circumstances try to crowd you. It's not the devil. The devil's defeated. Where the problem lies is in the mind. Because those circumstances come to try to shift your perception. To make you try to, instead of look at Jesus, you start looking through your five senses at your problem. Amen. I'm just tired of this. I don't know why I believe this in the first place or why I thought I could. That's just what it comes to try to do. But the moment you start gazing back at Jesus, you find that the Holy Ghost will start speaking in your spirit. You're more than a conqueror. This is your destiny. You've been blessed already. Just hold on and hold out. Amen. Help is coming your way. You see, that's the warfare, whether we will be governed by the carnal mind or by the spirit. And the war is waged in your mind, in the heavenly realm. Not so much in your brain. Your brain is affected by it, but it's in your mind, in the spirit realm, where it says, casting down imaginations. Now where is an imagination out there? Jesus took care of the principalities, the powers, the rulers. Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 35 of Mega Grace, the foundation of our faith. Jesus did it all by himself. Our faith in him is the foundation. Doing your best is not the focus of the covenant. The focus is the work that is already finished. God has a covenant with one. And that is Jesus. Man doesn't have to work to be in God's presence. God is not confined to a church service. He's always readily available to you and I. He's always there. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. John 16:33 states, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida. Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.